Okay, people, let's get this meeting started. Our first order of business is to find out who brought the Krispy Kreme donuts.
I have them. They're right here.
Ah, excellent. And the coffee?
It's right here.
Good. Okay. Now, let's talk about this expense report. Can somebody tell me how the hell we spent $8 million last year on coffee and donuts?
Don't look at me.
Well, as you know, our platform for real-time solutions is facing retribution from a government probe. I propose that we leverage the front-end architecture from those infrastructures and engineer a new solution next year that will enable us to implement the integrated network our engineering team has innovated. However, due to Asian market value deflation, we will undergo a massive reorganization. All the engineers will be summarily dismissed, and we'll hire two more managers to oversee this. I understand we'll be short-handed, but don't pay it any mind. We can expedite the partnerships to fix the bottom line. This will drive all the B2B initiatives to redefine the value-added metrics of our mission. It'll generate a killer paradigm so we can guide them through delivery of all the cross-platform action items. Collaborative efforts for the e-market experience reinvents the frictionless and synergistic variance, allowing us to maximize the strategies that may arise and minimize the risk to our e-solution enterprise. Any questions?
Just one.
What the hell did he say?
I think he's making up words.
What the hell did he say?
Using nouns as verbs.
You can leverage anything if it's phrased the right way, but I still want to know.
What the hell did he say?
Now, we need to have a meeting so we can prepare for our next meeting. Should we schedule a meeting to set that up?
I don't think we have enough donuts for that.
The organization will be more organized if we can embiggen our members with a Cromulent plan, which management can expedite and leverage to us both. Then we'll orchestrate the schema, which will maximize our growth. We need to synthesize some vertical technologies to harness the holistic web services of all of these and utilize the visionary system to produce some eye-catching web services for inter-office use. The ubiquitous nature of the back-end interfaces needs a proactive portal that we can put through its paces. From that, we'll evolve a cutting-edge e-business, which will harness the best-of-breed seeds of our existence. Our methodologies to implement this plan require scalable, synergistic ways to meet demand. But I believe with the power of the open source proprietary services that we can make a mark that will be legendary. Our mindshare will reach a targeted amount once the virtual deployment has finished rolling out. We'll get a huge ROI and some more jelly donuts, and then I'll give myself a huge bonus.
What the hell did he say?
I think he's making up words.
What the hell did he say?
Using nouns as verbs.
You can leverage anything if it's phrased the right way, but I still want to know.
What the hell did he say?
Okay, now, I have a PowerPoint presentation here which better illustrates what I just spoke about. See here, we have a circle, two squares, and a bunch of arrows. If we connect the circle to the first square, you'll see that we can bypass the triangles, and that will save the company millions.